manifold, variegated. Medicine has begun to campaign against them in many ways and by many rules of treatment. Now, I declare to you that the same statement applies to philosophy. It was once more simple because men's sins were on a smaller scale and could be cured with but slight trouble. In the face, however, of all this moral topsy-turvy, men must leave no remedy untried, and would that this pest might so at last be overcome. We are mad, not only individually, but nationally. We check manslaughter and isolated murders, but what of war and the much vaunted crime of slaughtering whole peoples? There are no limits to our greed, none to our cruelty. And, as long as such crimes are committed by stealth and by individuals, they are less harmful and less portentous. But cruelties are practiced in accordance with acts of Senate and popular assembly, and the public is bidden to do that which is forbidden to the individual. Deeds that would be punished by loss of life when committed in secret are praised by us because uniformed generals have carried them out. Man, naturally the gentlest class of being, is not ashamed to revel in the blood of others, to wage war, and to entrust the waging of war to his sons, when even dumb beasts and wild beasts keep the peace with one another. Against this overmastering and widespread madness, philosophy has become a matter of greater effort, and has taken on strength in proportion to the strength which is gained by the opposition forces. It used to be easy to scold men who were slaves to drink and who sought out more luxurious food. It did not require a mighty effort to bring the spirit back to the simplicity from which it had departed only slightly. But now, one needs the rapid hand, the master craft. Men seek pleasure from every source. No vice remains within its limits. Luxury is precipitated into greed. We are overwhelmed with forgetfulness of that which is honorable. Nothing that has an attractive value is base. Man, an object of reverence in the eyes of man, is now slaughtered for jest and sport. And those whom it used to be unholy to train for the purpose of inflicting and enduring wounds are thrust forth exposed and defenseless, and it is a satisfying spectacle to see a man made a corpse. Amid this upset condition of morals, something stronger than usual is needed, something which will shake off these chronic ills, in order to root out a deep-seated belief in wrong ideas. Conduct must be regulated by doctrines. It is only when we add precepts, consolation, and encouragement to these that they can prevail. By themselves, they are ineffective. if we would hold men firmly bound and tear them away from the ills which clutch them fast, they must learn what is evil and what is good. They must know that everything except virtue changes its name and becomes now good and now bad. Just as the soldier's primary bond of union is his oath of allegiance and his love for the flag, and a horror of desertion, and just as, after this stage, other duties can easily be demanded of him, and trusts given to him once the oath has been administered, so it is with those whom you would bring to the happy life. The first foundations must be laid, and virtue worked into these men. Let them be held by a sort of superstitious worship of virtue. Let them love her, let them desire to live with her, and refuse to live without her. But what then, people say? Have not certain persons won their way to excellence without complicated training? Have they not made great progress by obeying bare precepts alone? Very true, but their temperaments were propitious, and they snatched salvation, as it were, by the way. For just as the immortal gods did not learn virtue, having been born with virtue complete, and containing in their nature the essence of goodness, even so, certain men are fitted with unusual qualities and reach, without a long apprenticeship, that which is ordinarily a matter of teaching, welcoming honorable things as soon as they hear them. Hence come the choice minds which seize quickly upon virtue, or else produce it from within themselves. But your dull, sluggish fellow, who is hampered by his evil habits, must have this soul rust incessantly rubbed off. Now, as the former sort, who are inclined towards the good, can be raised to the heights more quickly,